This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A global technology outage did ground flights. And banks knocked out banks offline and media outlets off air after faulty software update disrupted companies and services around the world and highlighted their dependence on just a handful of providers. The cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike said the trouble with the update it issued was affecting computers running Microsoft Windows. It was not a security incident or cyber attack. It said a fix was in the works. Hours later, there were still disruptions. Long lines were forming at airports in the U.S., Europe, and Asia. Airlines lost access to check-in and booking services when many travelers were taking vacations. An Iranian-made drone sent by Yemen's Houthi rebels struck Israel on Friday, leaving one person dead and at least 10 wounded. Strike rumbled through central Tel Aviv, causing shrapnel to rain down and spread shards of glass. The Houthis did, in fact, claim responsibility for the attack, which was their first lethal strike in Israel. Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich has been convicted of espionage that his employer and the U.S. have rejected. He was sentenced to 16 years in prison after secretive and rapid trial in the country's highly politicized legal system. The conclusion of the trial could potentially clear the way for a prisoner swap between Moscow and Washington. The publisher of the journal called it a disgraceful sham conviction. Gershkovich had his head shaved and looked calm as he stood in the defendant's cage. In the regional court, he listened impassively to the verdict. And the judge asked if he understood it. The journalist replied yes. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The top United Nations court says that Israel's presence in the Palestinian-occupied territories is unlawful and also called on it to end the settlement construction to stop immediately. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu denounced the non-binding opinion issued Friday by the 15-judge panel of the International Court of Justice, but the unprecedented and sweeping condemnation of Israel's rule over the lands it captured 57 years ago could increase the country's isolation. Friday's decision is separate from South Africa's case, saying Israel's war in Gaza amounts to genocide, which is a charge that Israel has denied. A rapidly growing chorus of Democratic lawmakers continues to call for U.S. President Joe Biden to drop his reelection bid, even as the president insists that he is ready to return to the campaign trail to counter what he called a dark vision laid out by former President Donald Trump. Biden has resisted pressure to drop out of the election and has appealed for party unity to take on former President Trump. Sidelined with COVID-19, Biden is working to hold off the pressure from Democrats at the highest level. His campaign chair on Friday acknowledged slippage to MSNBC as he sees multiple paths to beating Trump. For three decades, European leaders have come and gone, but Alexander Lukashenko does remain in absolute control of Belarus. On Saturday, he marks 30 years in power. He's one of the world's longest-serving and most ruthless leaders. He has done that by silencing all dissent, reverting to Soviet-style economic controls and methods, and he has cozied up to Russia, even as sometimes he moves toward the West. 69-year-old was dubbed Europe's last dictator early in his tenure, and just 4 years ago, he was elected to a sixth term in a balloting widely seen as rigged at home and abroad. Months of protests were violently suppressed, with tens of thousands jailed amid allegations of beatings and torture. Many political opponents still remain imprisoned. Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's government has announced a nationwide curfew across Bangladesh and ordered the deployment of military forces to maintain order following days of deadly clashes over the allocation of government jobs. The announcement was made by the general secretary of the ruling party, and it comes after police and security officials fired on protests Friday and banned all gatherings on the Capitol. Media reports say as many as 30 people were killed. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.